Welcome back to 32 Fans in 32 Days. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Rolling well. This is one of the teams I'm always like fun to, you know, happy to make fun of. So I'm excited for this podcast.
Well, there's one less thing to make fun of because Ryan Grigson's no longer employed there.
That's true. I feel like we've had the same conversation with the guests.
Yeah. Look, they still have the owner. They still have the coach. There's a lot of things to make fun of.
Yeah, but like I feel like even when we did this podcast like in beta in 2011, are about to be on guests and me, you know, we were just arguing about like the Colts not being able to build around a quarterback.
Yeah, well, it's been the same things always for this team. They don't have a defense, and their quarterback is always getting killed because they don't have a team around him. So 2-53, as you like to say.
Yeah, 2-53. Let's introduce our guest so we could he could defend himself like a man.
Back once again to discuss his beloved Indianapolis Colts is, what, three-time, four-time guest, something like that? Jake Lewin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Jake, how many times have you been on the podcast?
I think since the beginning. I think since I've been doing this. I was one
like
of
every episode
32.
You've been here?
Yeah, everyone. Every single one.
He's in the background.
Yeah, producing it in the booth.
He's definitely in the background of this one, if you know what I mean.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm laughing anyway.
I was saying that your audio is not super great. All right, Jake. So, were you super psyched that Grigson's out?
It's great news. It's really absolutely essential that they got rid of him already. Not to mention that it was the entire community of Indianapolis wanted him gone, and the players wanted him gone. It made no sense why he even stayed as long as he did.
Right. No, it did make no sense, but there's some bad decision makers.
There was a tweet that I saw yesterday or 2 days ago that went through a lot of the brilliant Grigson moves in 2013.
Yeah, you want to take us through some of them?
Sure.
And I will say I was number one on the bandwagon of anti the Trent Richardson tweet. We established this on last year's podcast.
Right. We don't have to bore all the fans again. Not picking up Dwight Freeney in 2013, trading Jerry Hughes for Shepard, which at the time was defensible because
Lito Shepard,
Calvin Shepard.
Okay, we don't know this. Yeah,
it was defensible at the time because Jerry Hughes was considered a bust in Indianapolis because he was drafted in the first round. I think he was the last.
Yeah, it was the last pick of the first round. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, the last pick of the. Of the Polian era in the first round.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that was a big... Oh, my God, I can't even remember everything. But those were two pretty indefensible things. Besides, I mean, drafting Philip Dorsett in the first round of 2015, and now he's allegedly on the trading block.
Let's talk about Andrew Luck for a second, Jake, because Chester has spent the last 15 podcasts bashing Andrew Luck. His argument is that there's a lot of smoke, but ultimately, like, when you look at his career stats so far, we're wildly overrating him. So is this just a systemic of the idea that there's no one around him? Do you think maybe we need to take a step back and say, like, Luck is just a good quarterback, but let's stop expecting him to become Peyton Manning because really he's just like another Joe Flacco? What do you think?
So I think the Joe Flacco comparison is pretty awful because Joe Flacco...
Yeah, because Joe Flacco's won a Super Bowl.
Right, that's very funny.
I'm not even joking. He has
absolutely.
And he was phenomenal that postseason.
He was. He had a very good postseason. In terms of just raw mechanics, Joe Flacco is a terrible passer. That's for sure.
You want to come on our Bucks podcast and talk about Joe Flacco?
Sure.
Okay. What about Andrew Luck?
I think Andrew Luck is very talented. I think he's also like. The expectation that he's going to be one of the best of all time is, I mean, that's not necessarily going to happen or should be the case. I think he's incredibly talented. He has great potential, and he has performed considering that he's had really nothing good around him.
Right. But by the way, just keep in mind, you're saying potential. He's going to be 28 in week one.
I mean, that's not that. He's still at the beginning of his career. He's only played for 5 years. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that he won't play for another 10 unless he gets clobbered by his offensive line.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so let's talk about, as Chester said, the 2-53. What excites you about the pieces around Andrew Luck? What about the defense, the offense? What has you jazzed and optimistic about this season?
This season? I mean, I like their two draft picks this season. I like Malik Hooker. I think there's a lot of potential. I think the fact that he dropped to 15 is pretty amazing. And I mean, I like Quincy Wilson also, but of course they're both injured and they weren't in practice today.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll be back for practice tomorrow.
Right.
Chester, do you have any questions for Jake about the Colts?
No, it's just, I mean, can they stay healthy is the biggest question, right? Is there any reason to think this defense is any better?
So I think the defense is in a rebuilding form. I really like what Chris Ballard's done. He brought in a lot of contracts with 1-2 year almost show-me contracts like Jabal Sheard and Josh Simon and even Procurvius Mingo. I mean, people that have potential to be good players. And he's also creating competition in the locker room. But I think absolutely no one expects fans and the general manager and anyone in that staff thinks that they're going to be competitive this next year. I think it's 2 years down the road, you know.
So you're openly conceding the 2017 season already.
Well, I'm shocked.
I mean, I'll tell you the truth. Only because they're in the AFC South did I have a chance of making the playoffs. If they were in any other competitive division, like if they were in the AFC West, they'd get 5 wins and that'd be it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably agree with you. I had them 21 in my power rankings. Keith had them 23, but I also think they're going to go 8-8 or 9-7. So
I think they're. I think it's totally reasonable they'd go 8-8.
Over-under's 8.5, by the way. I don't know. Is it too early, Keith, to ask Jake for his over-under?
No, we'll just do it now.
I have to look at the schedule. I have to, because I'm not.
Oh, doesn't prepare for the podcast.
Mm,
okay.
Let's mark this down for next year. Do you know any other Colts fans for next year? Just FYI.
I mean, do we even know if Andrew Luck's shoulder is healthy?
So I think he's on the PUP right now. I think what it comes down to is, as I was mentioning before, he could probably play in terms of his arm strength, in terms of just overall health. I think that knowing that their line sucks and he might get slammed to the ground in the first 5 plays of a game, if his shoulder's not perfect, there's no reason to throw him out there. I mean, that's what I think they're trying to do. And especially the fact that Ryan Kelly, who I really like, by the way, is out for at least the next – I think he's on IR, so probably six, eight games.
That pup where we're from. Let me ask
Hold
you something.
On. Wait. I just want to get clear on this. So you don't think Andrew Luck's starting the season?
I think it's a very unlikely chance he'll be starting week one. Maybe week two or week three.
So does Tolzien start week one?
So I think they shouldn't start Tolzien. Stephen Morris has shown much more in preseason. Mm-hmm. And Tolzien, you saw the one game where he played last year against the Steelers, which was one of the worst Thursday night games, Thanksgiving games, rather, ever.
You know, I actually started him in fantasy.
You did?
Yeah, that week. Over a better option because all the projections that, you know, Pittsburgh's defense thinks he was going to get some garbage time scores. And yeah, that did not work out because instead he got garbage time interceptions, two of them.
Right. Also, they had 2 plays in the red zone, like I think in the 10. And I was either a pick on one of them and then the other one they went 4 and out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware. I got eliminated from the playoffs that week.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't let people know that you started Scott Tolzien in fantasy.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Well, I think it also speaks to the depth of that league I'm in, but yeah.
The 3QB league? And how do they not put somebody to, you know, really assist Frank Gore. They have Robert Turbin.
Gore.
He's 34.
He's only been in the league 15 years. The kid will learn his name eventually.
Okay. First of all, Frank Gore really is the ageless wonder. He's like, I had this car for many years that I bought for $900. Mm. It lasted, it had 125,000 miles. You know, I bought it from Mo Litzke for $900.
Oh, Mo Litzke. Yeah. Lived next door to me once upon a time.
Right. So
Wait, you knew
car
that?
No, MTA.
Yeah,
you guys are
carry
both
on.
Like, first, the MTA out-of-towners, like, there's no one else for them. They have to be one small unit.
Everyone knows who you're talking about. Keep going.
Yeah.
If you can cut that out. I think Frank Gore is like that car. Until it actually breaks down, until he actually like crashes on the field, he's never going to stop.
All right, let's talk about Frank Gore for a second. One of our commenters on our Facebook page, a guy named Sammy Chester, wanted to know more about players' legacies and you know, where they fit in the grand scheme of things. So I'll start with you, Keith. Frank Gore, Hall of Famer, not Hall of Famer?
No, he's not a Hall of Famer.
What about you, Jake? What do you say?
Not even close.
Keith says.
I don't think not even close. I think that he's had a great career. I just don't know where he stands among other running backs.
Well, luckily you're talking to someone who has
endless amount of time, yeah. Who doesn't sleep and just makes charts and
I have an all-time running backs ranking 145 players deep. Where do you think Frank Gore shows up in the top 145 running backs of all time?
In the 40s.
In the 40s. Keith, what do you say?
27.
All right, Keith is closer. He's number 19.
Nah. You need a better choice. He's never been a top three guy in the league. Never.
Well, I mean, he's been an all-pro, so by definition, he was a top two running back in the league at least once.
Mm-hmm. Chester all-pro, not a real all-pro, right?
No, a real all-pro, not a Chester all-pro.
Did he get a Chester MVP? I don't consider...
No, he does not have a Chester MVP. Oh, okay. Well, then I have him number 19. I have him one spot behind Tiki Barber. You know,
Tiki Barber was objectively better, but you love compilers. You love guys who stay in the league till they're 34.
Well, no. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about what he did per game. Per game, Frank Gore has 92 yards per game for his career. 92. Should we discuss some guys who have lower numbers than that?
How about Thurman Thomas? What are Frank Gore's numbers prior to Indianapolis? I'm more curious about
Franco
that.
How about Franco Harris? How about John Riggins? How about Jerome Bettis? How about Sean Alexander? How about Jim Taylor? How about Corey Dillon?
All right.
Maurice Jones-Drew. Earl Campbell. Earl Campbell's in the Hall of Fame, played 8 seasons and sucked for most of them.
Let's put Frank Gore in the Hall of Fame, and this podcast may not make it this episode.
No, I don't have Frank Gore in the Hall of Fame, to be clear. I have him just outside. But
week one.
If you remember, a couple of years ago when he first joined the Colts, Keeve, what we said on the podcast that year was Frank Gore and Andre Johnson have joined Andrew Luck with the hope that a Super Bowl will be the cap on their Hall of Fame careers. Obviously, neither one of them won the Super Bowl that year, and neither one of them will probably end up in the Hall of Fame. So. Yeah.
Let's do the schedule, Jake. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
You want to go week by week.
Week one,
you go to L.A. to face the Rams. Are you going to win?
I think last time they played the Rams on the road, they got clobbered.
Four years ago. Not really a lot.
Right. Different teams. I think they could win that game, but it's only if Andrew Luck plays. If Andrew Luck doesn't play, it's going to be a battle between arguably the two worst quarterbacks.
Wow, that would be something. Jared Goff versus Tolzien really might be.
Whoever the Colts start and Jared Goff.
Amazing. All right, week two, home opener against the Cardinals.
That's a loss.
All right, week three, you assume Luck will be back by week three.
I think they should beat the Browns. Okay, if they start 0-2, it's a home game. It's Luck's probably first game back.
We're calling week one a loss, right? Because we're saying Luck's not going to be there, so you're probably going to
Right. Lose. I think we're going to call it a loss.
All right, so you 1-2, you go to Seattle.
That's a loss.
It's a two really long trips. I mean, I guess you're in Indianapolis, not New York, but still two long trips very early in the season. Hosting the Niners.
It's at home. I give it to the Colts.
All right, 2-3, and then Monday Night Football, Colts-Titans in Tennessee.
They're going to split one of the games against the Titans. Mm-hmm. So most likely they lose the one on the road, and then they win the one in November against the Titans.
All right, so 2-4, and then you host the Jaguars. I assume you're going to give them a win.
Wait. The Colts win.
The Colts win, yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
All right, so 3-4, and then you go to Cincinnati and then to Houston.
So Cincinnati is always – it's actually kind of like a home game because they're so close to Indianapolis and Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I think they could actually win that game. I don't know what the Bengals are. Honestly, I have no idea. They could legitimately go 10-6, or they could also go 5-11.
Okay. They go 16-1.
Yes. Texans is going to be a split.
All right, but this is going to be this is a road game, so this is a loss, right?
So this is, you know what? They actually perform relatively well in Houston, but Houston's only beaten the Colts once in Indianapolis. So yeah, if I'm going to take the split, this is a loss.
So you're 4-4, and then the last game before 4-5, and then the last game before the bye, you host the Steelers.
So Steelers, they lose, they get killed. They will. Get destroyed. Antonio Brown is a must start that week in fantasy.
Okay, so 4-6. Yeah, are there weeks where Antonio Brown should be benched?
No, but I mean that's a week like in daily fantasy. You pay for Antonio Brown that week.
Got it. All right, so you're 4-6. You already gave them a win for Tennessee because that's the home and home, and a loss for Jacksonville takes you to 5-7. You really need to run the table to have any chance of winning the AFC South or making the playoffs. Going to Buffalo at 5-7.
December, Buffalo. I mean, same thing. I don't know what the Buffalo is made of either. I'd say it's probably a win.
Okay. 6-7, hosting the Broncos. Maybe that's Simeon. Maybe that's already Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, they could beat the Broncos. The Broncos, I think, are going to be terrible this season.
Wow, that's a big take. That's a Thursday night game also.
Thursday night games are really just impossible to predict as well. Mm. But yeah.
7-7. You go to Baltimore. Fun fact, you guys used to play in Baltimore.
No. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I saw a documentary about it. There was a band and everything.
Oh. Barry Levinson.
It's a Saturday afternoon game.
I hate these Saturday afternoon
Christmas
games.
Eve.
I mean, I think it's a win. I'll same thing. Ravens, I think, are not very good either.
Wow, so a three-game winning streak gets you to 8-7, last game of the year, hosting the Texans. What if the Texans are 9-6, winner makes the playoffs?
Right, so they lose that game.
Yeah. Okay. So you go 8-8.
Right, they go 8-8, they get a 14th pick overall, and it's likely a lineman, very good chance will pan out, Indianapolis Colts.
All right. Pretty much the same thing we always have from the Colts. Chester, you have anything else on the Indianapolis Colts?
All right, so the bottom line is you're going under at the 8.5, right?
I think truth is, you know, other podcasts, at least it's not even mentioning that some of the lines are a hard number. I would like to take – I would say conservatively you should take the under, but I might
this number's stupid. This number's way too high, even in that crappy division.
Yeah.
As you said, there's a chance Andrew Luck doesn't even play a full season.
There is a chance. It's so hard to know because the Indianapolis Colts really ride or die by Andrew Luck. And if you don't know he's starting week one and it's only in pencil and it's not in pen, it's really hard to predict what the season's going to be like.
Let's talk about the fact that your punter hated playing for the Colts so much that he quit his job where he was making, you know, over $1 million a year, I have to imagine, to go write for some mediocre, like, bro website.
I know. It's kind of – I listen to his podcast sometimes, too. It's not very good. I actually like him as a
person. Yeah, but he still would rather do that than be an NFL. I mean, that's got to be depressing about what it must be like to be on the Colts now.
I think if Grigson had been fired, he might not have.
So, yeah, I think that's that. He really hated, really butted heads with Ryan Grigson. Also, whether it's a smoke
screen. How often is a punter interacting with the front office like that? It really becomes relevant.
Well, they were negotiating a contract, and he's a good player.
And he's a personality.
Right, exactly.
But in any event, I mean, I don't know if it's a smoke screen or whether it's a legitimate reason. The multiple knee injuries have been his, you know, reason for actually retiring. Saying I don't know if that's just, you know, a really smoke and mirrors. I can't really be so sure, but that's what he says.
All right, Keith, what else do we have to say about the Colts?
No, literally nothing. I'm good.
This is probably the most boring one of them all.
No, it's the best. It's the best one.
This is the shortest episode we've done so far.
Yeah, it's going to be the shortest one. The shortest one.
No, Jake, because there's not much to say.
Do you have anything? What's going on with you?
You want to talk about Magic Johnson tampering with your basketball team?
I wouldn't mind. That's actually incredibly interesting. You know, they hired a white shoe firm. The Lakers hired a white shoe firm. I think it's Weil Gotshal or Wachtel. Sorry. They hired Wachtel to represent them.
I mean, if they're paying Wachtel, that means they're actually nervous about this.
Right, that could be. I was actually thinking that's possible.
Yeah, this is very relatable. A lot of people know what you're talking about, you doofuses.
Well, you know, I'll tell you.
Wachtel's far and away the most expensive law firm in America.
Wachtel?
Right. Also,
do you work for them or no?
No, Chester's.
They would never hire me.
Chester's only worked for like 8 other law firms, so he hasn't really worked for them yet.
It is crazy.
We'll get there. I just saw the other day you started a new job.
Yeah, Chester. Yeah,
I started a new job.
Like lefty, you know, one of these like lefty, like mediocre leavers that are like good enough to keep getting hired, but not really to like stick around and make
right. partner. He gets 1 year contract.
He can make partner at like on a baseball team.
No, he's trying. He's doing 1 year contracts. He wants to
a lot
see
of 1 year
can,
deals.
Yeah, 1 year deals.
Some of them are minor league invite. You know, like major league camp invite, but a minor league deal.
Boy, right. You got a hearty guffaw out of Jake for that one.
This podcast really turned around, Jake. The serious question. The white shoe law firms, you don't still have to wear white shoes, right?
Wow.
That's just a moniker, right?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah, serious question. They're white shoe law firms.
Have you ever seen someone wearing white shoes, Akiva?
No, but I don't know people who work for law firms that charge like $10,000 an hour.
I mean, have you ever seen me wear white shoes? I was wearing brown shoes in your conference.
Because, you know, people used to wear white shoes to work there, right? So I want to know if
it's more a euphemism, but.
No, I guarantee it used to be a thing and not a euphemism.
Well, I'm sitting in my office right now. I'm not wearing any shoes for what it's worth.
Okay. Yeah. You definitely don't work for a white shoe law firm. You work for like a Skechers probably type of place. All right. Jake, thanks so much for coming on. I don't think we're going to talk to you in January because I don't think the Colts are going to be in the playoffs.
Right. You still can. You can still
we can talk. No, you can email me anytime.
You're still able to
but we're not going to record it and post it.
No, you can email me anytime for sure.
I know. Somehow you're always – you guys are the most accessible people in the entire universe.
I would agree. I'd say we're not like the funniest or the smartest or the nicest, but we're always around if you want to contact us.
Right. That's definitely true. The case.
That's really why we're able to do this podcast, like availability.
Oh, I was actually wondering. I was actually wondering, and just out of curiosity, how many people do you know for a fact listen and how many download your podcast?
I think we've discussed this before. You clearly haven't heard every single second of every single episode.
No, I don't. I self-admittedly. I
How about you guess? You guess one number, and we'll say over or under.
Wait. Okay.
That's all you get.
Also, you never play the roster game with me. Speaking of numbers,
no, I do schedule or the roster game. So you got the schedule.
You can't get both.
Can't get
okay.
both.
Okay. I would guess 100 subscribers.
No, you're insane.
So insane because it's much lower?
No, of course it's much more than 100 subscribers.
I mean, Jake, you're in the Facebook group. You've seen we have 130 people in the Facebook group.
Right. Yeah, this is like the
that takes a lot. I mean, I listen to 30 or 40 podcasts. I'm not in any Facebook groups.
It's true. Yeah.
Okay, so how much is it?
I have no idea. You can't really know.
Should we tell them? I don't care.
I mean, I have no idea. I'm not hiding any secrets. I just have no
idea. We have about 1,000 subscribers. And weekly listeners, we have, depends on the episode, 2,000 to 3,000.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, if you thought that we had way under 150, then I guess it is.
Everything's relative, right?
I didn't realize I was on a white shoe podcast. Oh, if I had known.
No, exactly. This is we're Nike, baby. Well, I mean, you think maybe Nike will start advertising. Okay. I got nothing
else. This week's episode has been brought to you by Nike. If you want your shoes made by underage children in China for a very low amount of money, and then you pay a lot for it.
Malcolm Gladwell podcast has like really weird, you know, because you usually get the same like 12 podcast type ads. Malcolm Gladwell podcast has like insanely like upper tier like.
Does he have Chanel at the
What are you talking about? Malcolm Gladwell advertises. He has Blue Apron and he has Monster.com or
no, it's ZipRecruiter. It's ZipRecruiter and Blue Apron,
which everybody has.
Wait, but the first few episodes was brought to you by Chanel.
Yeah, that's true. The first couple he did,
which I thought was really strange, especially for the overall tenor of his podcast.
Mm.
Listen. All right. Cut those checks wherever they come from.
CTV. Right. All right, let's go.
We got to go. All right, Jake. Terrible luck to your team this year. Hopefully, Andrew Luck is still in one piece. Yeah.
And I also hope the Pacers go 0-82.
0-82.
0-82. You know what? I'll take the over on that.
Okay.
I mean, well, hold on. Let's talk about this for 1 second. Just yes or no. Was the trade they made for Oklahoma City the best trade they had, the best offer they had?
Well, it's the only offer that we actually know was offered to them.
Do you honestly think that's the best offer they got?
Do I think it's the best offer they got? I really hope it was the best offer they got.
Let's were offered Kevin Love by the Cavs.
Do we know that for a fact, or is that just a rumor?
Fake news. Really fake news. Yeah. All right.
Oh, speaking of that, you can find me on Twitter. I'm very proud of my Eclipse fake news related tweet today.
What was it?
All right. I'm going to look at it right now, and I'm going to give you a score.
What's your Twitter handle?
J.E. Lewin.
J.E. Lewin. And what was the tweet? Let's hear it, Keith.
Wait. All right.
If it's a bad tweet, I'm unfollowing you, okay?
Whoa, that's a pretty harsh threat.
All right, here. No, at Real Donald Trump, don't listen to the fake news media. Watch the Eclipse without those glasses. Now, here's what I'm going to say. If you were see, 1,000 people tweeted that today. I'm not going to unfollow you. If you were the first person who tweeted that, it's a good tweet. The problem is... if you tweet something like that at a certain point, it's like, 1,000 people have done it already. That's an immediate unfollow for me. But
are you saying that Jake copied them or Jake just had the same idea as everybody else?
No, he had the same idea, but you have to like know when an idea is hacking, right. When it's like still funny. And on Twitter, that could be like a 5-minute span where like a great tweet becomes like trash within, you know, a very short span because everyone's making that. So
I also don't have the platform of 1,000, 2,000 listeners.
No, it got 0 likes and 0 retweets.
Exactly.
Everyone who's listening, to show you're listening, go to @, what is it, J? What's your Twitter handle? J-E.
Lewin, L-E-W-I-N.
And then give it a like. Give it a pity like. Keep that tweet up, and we'll see how many people listen to the end of this disastrous episode that shouldn't even be aired. And
wait, do I have to give it a pity like also?
I'm listening to the end. Okay? All right, we got to go. But Jake Lewin, who, according to his Twitter bio, is a lawyer who cares much more about sports. I just send that to your partner. We'll see what he says. Unless you made partner, unlike Alex.
We'll see. Stay tuned.
Okay. Anyway, it's been real. Thanks so much. We'll speak to you.
Yeah. Bye.
Talk to you later, Jeff. Bye-bye. He's a pinball wizard. It has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a
seen him fall, that deaf dumb and blind kid.